The Astros looking to finish off a four-game sweep of the A's. Jesse Hahn on the hill for Oakland, but his fifth pitch of the ballgame was not to George Springer's liking.
Jesse Hahn, 3-4, 3.56 ERA. And now the 3-1 is inside hit, and man, fastball right in, and that was up pretty high. And down goes Springer, and they're going to take a close look at him. Yeah, right around the shoulder area. He's down, and now down right behind home plate on one knee. Springer heads back toward the Astros dugout, and he'll be coming out. So the Astros, of course, will need a pinch runner.
I guess it would be Jake Marisnyk.
Jake Marisnyk with the Astros on top, 2-0. Now the 1-2, and swung on a high fly ball, well hit to left. Going back, Matt Joyce. Joyce at the wall, turning. He will watch a towering home run to left field by Jake Marisnyk. And that's a three-run shot, and the Astros take a 5-0 lead. So Hahn, first base side of the rubber, Gattis the right-handed hitter. And now here's the 2-2 with one out and three on, and it's swung on a ground ball to the hole and threw into right for a base hit. One run is in, the second run around third. Correa, he's going to score on a two-run base hit to right field by Evan Gattis. Stopping at second is Beltran, and the Astros take a 7-0 lead. Armin Gonzalez with two on, and nobody throwing in the A's pen, although they're stirring around down there, and it's 7-0, and the pitch is a drive to deep right, way back. Olsen turning around at the track. He will watch, and that's another three-run home run, and it's already 10-0 in favor of Houston in the top of the second inning. The right-hander Chris Devenski comes out of the bullpen to work for the Astros here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Astros lead the A's 12-9, and Rajay Davis leads off, and then Pinder. Now the delivery is on the way, and Rajay chasing one, a bad ball down and away. PK is leading off in the inning. He throws the 1-2, here it is, and Chad swings and misses. He's down on strikes, a foul tip held by Gattis. Here's the pitch, and swung on and missed. Off speed down, ball game is over. Devenski strikes out the side. The A's made a great effort of it, but they come up three runs shy.
The Astros hang on for the 12-9 win, becoming just the sixth team in the wild card era to reach 50 wins in their first 74 games, and the first team since the 2005 White Sox who went on to win the World Series. Houston has now won 10 straight games at the Coliseum in Oakland. It was an early 10-0 hole for the A's in this game, but Bob Melvin's troops did battle back to make it interesting, though they did ultimately fall 12-9. Here is the A's manager on Thursday's setback and on suffering a four-game sweep at the hands of the Astros.
Wasn't there for them today. Velocity wasn't there. Command wasn't there. You know, his velo was down, like I said, and, you know, just one of those days where, I don't want to say dead arm, but there wasn't anything coming out. So put us in a little bit of a tough hole, but it was good to see these youngsters battle back too. And, you know, Ole flying all night and getting no sleep, having the game that he did, moving around from right field to first base, you know, guys putting together some really good at-bats toward the end of the game. So it was good to see.
Considering that last time Jesse went on the DL, he had the same drop in velocity, is there any concern about that?
No, we've seen it kind of go back and forth with him. Certainly we're monitoring how he feels, and he feels fine. Says nothing's wrong with him. He said he just didn't have anything today.
Oh, Maxwell, too, showing up on the day that he had.
No doubt. I mean, these guys are going to be important. And, you know, the last thing you want to see when you're down 10-0 is guys just cash it in, and that wasn't the case. And, you know, these guys all have something to play for. You know, they're playing for jobs and in the future starting jobs. So you get here in the first game, make an impact like they did, even though we were down like we were, it's good to see.
Bob, for those of us who weren't here pregame, just your thoughts on what had to be a difficult decision to designate vote.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a lot before. It's, you know, the direction we're going would suggest Bruce Maxwell needs to be here. So, you know, Voter was a big voice in our clubhouse, and I think, you know, you lose the leadership component as much as anything else. But you want to look at it on a side where hopefully he gets to a place where, you know, they're in a pennant race, and, you know, this is a guy that's competed at a high level before and just wasn't going to have the playing time with the, you know, with the direction we're going. So hopefully he winds up in a good place and ends up being a good year for him.
Yeah, you can talk a little bit about Brady. That is two extra bases from the overall efficiency of the first base.
Yeah, he did, and kept his pitch count down, too, to where we can use him tomorrow. You know, we were behind. We only had a few guys available today, so we needed to finish the game or at least get those two guys. And Josh Smith's been in, what, 4 out of 8 or 5 out of 8. He pitched really well, too, to keep us there. So, you know, not only do you want those guys go out there, you know, keep the game where it is, but hopefully be economical with their pitches because we're down a few guys in the bullpen.
The A's try to bounce back Friday in Chicago as they take on the White Sox.